You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. Just like other parents, Bethany Snyder and Christian Mall experience the joys and challenges of raising a strong-willed six-year-old. But this family is a little different because Christian is trans. Bethany and Christian sat down at the StoryCorps booth in San Francisco to talk about how they became a family and why it's important to tell their story.
Hi, my name is Bethany Snyder, and I am talking with my partner, Chris.
And my name is Christian Mall.
I was at a gay bar with some friends, and I saw Chris walk in with some friends, and I thought, that's someone I want to get to know. But I remember, like, right away, you were like, just so you know, I'm transgender. And I said, okay, are you going to buy me a drink?
That's exactly what you said. When I first kind of was starting to figure out my gender identity, I wasn't quite sure how I would maybe become a parent or if I would have a partner who would want to parent a child with me.
I knew, like, when I met you and we started talking that I wanted to have a family with you.
We decided to wait until we had gotten married to start down that process. And Bethany basically let me, like, pick out the sperm donor. So
when it let you, I said, I'm going to do the rest of the work.
Right.
Once she came out, I remember the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, she has my eyebrows.
She does.
All I saw was eyebrows.
At birth, yeah, you could tell. So I'm a trans guy. I am not biologically related to Evelyn. And I think for some people, they're like, well, you know, does it feel like something's missing? And no, like nothing's missing. That matters 0% to me. But I can't imagine feeling any more connected to a human than I do to her.
In some ways, I feel like being a parent erases our LGBT identity out in the world. But in other ways, it's even more important now than ever for our daughter to understand, like, who we are as a family and who both of us are.
And she already knows, like, okay, there's this sperm donor person that helped biologically make her. Like, that's just part of her story. One of the things that I'm worried about is, as she gets older, is she going to start to feel that shame? Because I don't want her to. And it's like, I can't protect her from that, you know?
And I just hope she stays feisty.
That's one of the many qualities she's gotten from you, I think. Like last week when she decided to tell basically the whole Daisy Girl Scout troop that I'm transgender in the middle of the pumpkin patch field trip.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. I know. It is scary. I mean, in those moments, sometimes I freeze. Like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do right now? Yeah. I mean, I think that's great that she's pushing me and us kind of outside of our comfort zone, because we know the way that we make policy change is to tell our stories.
The kindergarten teacher rethought about how she thought about gender, and the principal and the school psychologist. I'm thinking, like, this little six-year-old is impacting these four adults, and she doesn't even, like, just by being her, like, she doesn't even know it.
If now there are, you know, a dozen stay-at-home moms from Roseville, California that know that they know someone who's transgender, like, if that someday is going to impact the way that they vote on a ballot initiative, you know, who they vote for, it's worth me being uncomfortable at a pumpkin patch.
There aren't a lot of examples of trans dads in the world. Chris is the most amazing father.
Aw, thanks, honey.